This is Fresh Air. Chicago cellist Tamika Reed was headed toward a career as a classical musician when she got drawn into playing jazz and improvised music. But she still loves the intimacy of chamber ensembles. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Tamika Reed's new Chicago-New York quartet is tightly synchronized.
Cellist Tamika Reed on 17 West by Eric Dolphy, which he recorded in 1960 with Ron Carter on cello. I have to laugh when some publicist, journalist, or even cellist maintains playing jazz on cello is some bold new idea. There have been literally dozens of improvising cello players since the 1950s. Tamika Reed embraces that tradition, the better to build on it. The lineup on her new album, Tamika Reed Quartet, which mixes cello and guitar, draws a connection to Chico Hamilton's chamber jazz quintet from the 50s. But Reed's foursome gets more low down. Chicago's Tamika Reed on cello, with New York's Mary Halverson on guitar. There have been string players in jazz from the beginning, with cello becoming almost common after the 70s, and Tamika Reed likes to honor her string heroes. Billy Bang's Bounce catches the flavor of that late violinist's sweetly woody sound. Bassist Jason Repke gets them started with a chunky, early Sun Ra Chicago beat. Bass guitarist Mary Halverson plays in a lot of bands, including some very good ones, but Tamika Reed's quartet fits her especially well. Halverson starts out with a spiky, old-fashioned jazz guitar tone, then cuts it with spider-walking lines and electronic squiggles. Here she swings a little more overtly than elsewhere, but Halverson's not one to play it safe. The drummer is her frequent collaborator from back east, Toma Fujiwara. Mary Halverson on guitar. Cellist Tamika Reed writes atmospheric pieces too, but her heavy groove numbers really put the players in the mood to play. Reed gives them plenty of room, sometimes more than she gives herself. She's more exposed on her other new album, called Artifact, for a co-op trio with flutist Nicole Mitchell and drummer Mike Reed playing music by fellow Chicagoans. But in Reed's own quartet, she's apt to bow or pluck cello within the ensemble, the better to blend with guitar and bass. The strings bind together nicely, and the drums give them a propulsive kick. There's good chemistry all around.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the new recording by the Tamika Reed Quartet on the Thirsty Ear label. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, I'll talk with Justin Theroux, who stars in the HBO series The Leftovers, about the people who remain on Earth after 2% of the world's population mysteriously vanishes in a split second. Is it the rapture, an act of God? Are the people on Earth spared or condemned? Season 2 is underway. Theroux co-wrote the comedy Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller and wrote the screenplay for the forthcoming Zoolander sequel. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.